Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is Debbie Loosberg. Thanks for joining me for another episode of There's a You in Success. You know, there's that old saying that says success is the journey, not the destination. And I believe that is so true when we're talking about long-lasting, strong success. It begins with the development of our inner success, making inner adjustments in our thinking, in our perspectives, choosing to change what we see, to appreciate ourselves, to get in touch with what's natural for us. What are our natural tendencies, our innate talents, versus comparing ourselves to each other, versus criticizing ourselves, versus feeling like we have to conform. Success is a very personal thing, and each one of us needs to decide what it means to us. Today I want to talk about your uniqueness. You bring your own perspective, your own opinion, your way of doing things to the table being life, the table being the world. It's important to take time and appreciate yourself and see how you make a difference and how you can make a difference in other people's lives by being who you naturally are. Today's episode is called, You're Kind of a Big Deal. Face it, you're different. There is no one quite like you. No one with exactly your perspective, experiences, appearance, and talents. You are a unique combination of all the minute details that make up a human being. There is no one. Let me repeat that. No one like you. You're pretty special. You're actually pretty amazing. You're really kind of a big deal. So why are you so hard on yourself? Always comparing you to others, expecting so much of you, pushing you to fit in and be normal, and then discounting what it is you do so well. Wait, time out. Let's all take a break from that, at least today, at least for this week. You talk, think, create, act in only the way that you can. No one does it. Anything. You are inexplicably unique, and that's the way it's meant to be. And we need you to keep expressing and showing off that uniqueness. Wait, didn't I express uniqueness when I was a teenager with that unusual hairdo, nail polish, clothing, language, music, and such? Didn't I get my uniqueness out of my system? Well, yes and no. Yes, you probably did express more back then. And maybe you think you got it out of your system, but who says that's a good thing? We adults become very good at adding layers of experience, others' opinions, our desire to fit in, negative habits, and so on, right on top of that very precious uniqueness. Now, I don't mean you should go back to black fingernails and turquoise hair or whatever, but there's a clue there, one worth looking at and putting into perspective now as an adult. We seem to think that the grass is greener, and the people are better and happier over there, wherever that is, when we forget what's so great about being right here, in this body, in this house, in this job, in this version of life. So here's a mission for you. Compare or beware of the three C's of self-sabotage, one of those being comparing. Comparing yourself to others, criticizing yourself for not being good enough, and conforming and hiding uniqueness so that you feel like you fit in. So beware of those. Again, let me say those. Comparing yourself to others, criticizing yourself for not being good enough, and conforming and hiding your uniqueness so you feel like you fit in. So here's an exercise to combat those three C's of self-sabotage. It's an exercise of threes. Jot down three things that you're grateful for about yourself. Good health, good hair, a good attitude. Think of three things that you do really well. Maybe drawing, planning, singing. List three adjectives that describe you on your best day. Kind, optimistic, witty. Remember three compliments that meant a lot to you. Somebody said, you're so great at, or I love that you, or you're my favorite, three things about that teenage you to bring to the surface, maybe that bold style, that outgoing demeanor that you might have had, that curiosity. Bring those things to the forefront, dust them off a little bit, and take a closer look. Your answers to these questions, to this exercise of threes, they're clues back to the true you, the you that we all need to know. Won't you share you with us, please? Let me list those three exercise of threes again. Jot down three things you're grateful for about yourself. Think of three things that you do really well. List three adjectives that describe you on your best day. Remember three compliments that meant a lot to you. And think about that teenage you and three things that that person did back then that you can appreciate now. So does this sound a little too much me, me, me? No, no, no. It's not, ever. Because as you become better at seeing your uniqueness and what's good about you and loving yourself more and feeling more confident, you easily can see all that in others. And when you create this kind of success, this long-lasting, steadfast success, you create a more positive energy and a way about you that it then attracts more of what you want. So you first, then others. You are kind of a big deal, a special, one-of-a-kind, unique, different, precious, unique person. We need you. We all need a world with abundant color, bold action, and loving, positive, powerful people. And how do we get there? By working on ourselves first. You know, I have a lot of people ask me, isn't that too self-centered? Isn't that selfish? You know, it's not. Because we have to start with ourselves, and we have to feel better about ourselves before we can truly reach out and help other people. So getting our own house in order, so to speak, making sure that we feel good about ourselves, what we bring to the world, what gifts we have, and then going out and looking beyond ourselves to see how we can share in the world, how we can show up confidently and honestly and authentically. And then, what a better person to be able to help others. So, remember that you are kind of a big deal, and let's start today with looking at you. So there you have it, a little motivation, a little wit and wisdom geared toward helping you in your inner success. I hope you got something to think about there, maybe that exercise of threes. If you'd like to get an email copy of any of that, please give me or contact me. You can reach me at my email address, debbie@debbieloosberg.com. I'll be happy to send that exercise to you. It's very powerful. A friend of mine adds quotes to the bottom of her emails, and one that really caught my attention recently was one that she had that said this: success is not about being better than someone else. It's about being better than you used to be. Think about that one as you go about your day today. That takes away those three C's of self-sabotage I talked about, that comparing and criticizing and conforming. If we just look at ourselves, look at the unique talents, the uniqueness, the qualities that we bring in only the way that we can, and then think about each day being better than we were the day before, better than we were last week, only looking within ourselves. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember that you can connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, even Google+. I'd love to connect with you there. Remember that your success starts inside. It starts with you, your thoughts about it, the choices you make, and then the actions you take. There is a you in success, always and forever. That unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. There's not one more thing you need to add, just to uncover what's already inside. Thanks so much. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Choose to have a great week.